We have any modifications to the agenda?
No.
First, and Drake Area Trails and Projects update. We need a motion to postpone that, don't we?
Sure.
I make a motion, we postpone the decision given by Bob Fisher. Or the opinions, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Not decision.
Second.
Table it till next meeting, however you wanna.
Greg seconded.
Seconded, yeah. All favor.
He's sleeping over there. No pure issues?
Just a couple things. I have the crack ceiling proposal for the upcoming year that needs to be just be signed so I can send that in. I got an email from Margot down at Wyndham Regional. The State Department of Environmental Conservation has funding available to do these. They call it a stormwater master plan. I was always under the impression that the hazardous mitigation plan had this, but this is something new that they want the towns to do. It identifies your sensitive stormwater areas during a flood. My guess is that if you don't do it, it's one of those things where FEMA's going to say, well, you know, you didn't have a stormwater plan, so there's really no charge for it. She's happy to come to a meeting and explain it all to us, and they'll do it for us. So I'll try to work with Kent on a night when we don't have a ton on the agenda and see if she can come that night. She can kind of tell us how this thing all works. And I'll have to work with them a little bit to just take them around and show them, like, the flood-sensitive areas, which I've already done for the hazardous mitigation plan. But my guess is this is going to create some more jobs or something. You know, is why they want to do it. Yeah, that you know, or another file cabinet that you're going to need.
Talk about. No, you guys already get out more.
Yeah, they fund it. They, you know, there's no monetary cost to the town other than a few of my hours to go around and show them, you know, what washed out the last time and what my
control.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Who's getting hit? Somebody's paying their fucking salary. Their
right,
cost.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And then we just have that annual certificate of highway mileage that we have to sign.
Okay.
Did you include that, Kent? Or mm-hmm. Okay.
No, all right. It's on your...
Well, no, I have a copy of it. If you didn't have I didn't know if you already filled anything out or. Oh, okay. Well, we'll just sign this and then we'll. Kent and I will go over the. There's no changes. So.
So you've got it right there.
Too. Right. Yep.
You got it right here, too.
Okay. Start right there and just sign it, and then Kent and I will fill in the. It's just like checking a couple of boxes, but there's no. Nothing has changed. So. There's that. The Better Roads grant for that culvert up on top of Penny Avenue has been submitted. I don't know if we'll get it or not, but if we don't, we don't have to do it this year. It's just a kind of a bonus thing.
Yeah.
Colin is working on that scoping study application for the Stiles Brook culvert to do the engineering. He hasn't got it done yet. I've submitted for the hydraulic study, and that'll probably happen in the spring. When the snow gets off the ground so they can come look at it. So there's not a lot to report there other than we're just trying to get that grant to get the engineering done. And we'll go from there. And then that's about it.
Did you say anything about the parking?
Oh, no, I hadn't. There was a little issue with parking on the mountain road over the weekend over by the Sun Bowl. And my only concern is that from what little I could see is when the people park there, they think it's a parking lot.
Mm.
There was two girls out there with their duffel bags open, like dumping stuff out of their car. And then some lady's practically giving me the finger because I'm coming down my lane. And if that happens on a day when we're plowing, that's going to be a mess, you know.
Well, it's in the ordinance that that's not supposed to happen. They're supposed to be towed.
Yeah. So maybe we ought to just make sure they understand that they shouldn't do that.
The mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they had such a crowd over there. I mean, it was crazy. The traffic was nuts.
What do you call for that, Jeff? Or?
No, Biggie.
Biggie.
Biggie?
Yeah, just tell Biggie.
Yeah, I'll just say we're going to...
Just say stop and we'll stop.
It's too bad. Yeah. What's out in the Moon Bowl now?
Nothing.
It's too bad they couldn't create some decent parking out there, you know?
They're looking at it.
Yeah, that would be great, because I drove out today, but they had the gate up, and I didn't want to walk out there. I was like, maybe they don't want people out here, you know? But I just pulled in, because I was like, boy, if they cleaned that up, you could probably get quite a few cars in there.
Yeah, and that goes down almost to the county road.
Yeah.
That property does.
Yeah.
So they could get a pretty good size.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're kind of thinking about parking a little bit more now, because it's just, you know, people are getting pissed off.
Yeah.
They don't want to pack up around the maintenance garage and have to walk down that hill to get a bus, which isn't all that bad. But then at the end of the day, when you've been skiing all day and you're tired, you're going to walk back up that fucking hill and get to your car.
It's always been a fucking sketch.
Yeah.
Well, now they want to put that hotel in over there.
They ought to put about a 5-story parking garage over there is what they ought to do. Seriously. I mean, they, you know, because they built either a condo or a retail space everywhere they had parking, you know.
They got an ideal spot to put a deck right over lot one.
Yeah.
You could double that whole lot.
Yeah.
Parking deck above it.
Yeah.
And you could come right off that easy right off the access road.
Yeah. Yeah, the grade is just about right. Yeah. You know, I mean, it would be.
Yeah, pretty great.
Do they still park anybody down at Wynn Hall Fair?
No.
Because the employees park at the golf course now, right? Yeah.
All the employees that come from that direction park over there, and the ones that come from this direction parking lot, too.
Yeah.
Which is not that many anymore.
Yeah.
There's a few of them that don't like the golf course, so they park there in lot two.
It's like everything else.
But you can't, you know, people come to a classy ski area, they pay big money for everything that they want to get, even a $25 hamburger and all that, and they have to walk, they got to park these stupid places and walk to get to the bus, and, you know, they all carry bags and packs, and they get their poles and their skis and their snowboards and all that. It's not that easy.
Do they let them pull in the drop off and then go park the car, or how the fuck?
Yeah, they can do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's going to carry all that shit.
But that's got to be a quagmire when that really gets bit, you know, because that village gets pretty congested. It doesn't take long to, you know, ball that place up. You know, it's a...
I used to always just go to Sun Bowl when I skied there. It was fucking easier.
Yeah.
Just jumping over the top.
Yeah.
Whenever you fuck around with that stupid fucking parking garage.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah. Yeah, when I skied over there, that's what I did, too.
Yeah.
Back over to Sun Bowl and ski there. Most of the time. Sometimes I go the other way and park over there. Ski till 11 o'clock when the crowd gets really big and then go sit in the barn and have a few beers and come back over to me and Earl Pickering.
Yeah.
That's all we have to do is tell them no.
Yeah, I'll just mention it to Biggie.
Or if you want to tell them when it's snowing, not do it. Just do it in nice weather. But that's confusing.
The only thing that I worry about is just somebody getting hit.
Yeah. But you don't want to allow it there and then tell somebody else over here.
Because it is in the ordinance that they're not supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I'm working on getting signs out on some of these side roads that they've been parked. Not that it's going to do any good. I mean,
change, too. Of course, if they don't out there in the morning, freaking noontime, goddamn squall comes in.
I mean, I know. It was crazy busy. It was nuts over there.
It was packed.
And a couple trips I went over there, I was like, Jesus Christ. It was worse at Christmas week. You know, I mean, it was like, you would have thought it was like a major holiday weekend, and I don't know, you know.
This past weekend?
Yeah. Oh, God, there was a lot of traffic.
Well, people haven't had good skiing.
Yeah.
They've had bad weather, and the snow hasn't been good and all that, so first time they get good weather, they're going to be here.
Yeah.
Then you get Martin Luther King Day coming up.
Yeah. The only other thing is I talked to Brian Sullivan down on Bill's Road about cutting some of those trees back. We had talked about it a couple of meetings ago when Boomer brought up the guardrail thing. And I kind of like to use the guardrails as a last resort because my fear with guardrails is it's going to keep them in the road and then we're going to have head-on collisions down there because they're gonna bounce off the guardrails into the other lane. And if somebody's coming into the other, I'd almost rather get them off the road. If they're going to blow it on that corner, I'd almost rather have them go into the snow, you know. Mm-hmm. But there are a few trees there and a couple of them are dead. And I talked to Brian about it this weekend, and he was fine with it. He was like, because he owns the land.
Yeah. Okay.
And he was fine with it. He was like, he said, if, you know.
Well, I was thinking, too, you know, if we put
arrow signs there, smaller ones rather than just that one big one. We put several smaller ones to start back higher so people know there's a corner because they can see this, the arrows going around rather than just that one.
Yeah, I'll try it. At least on the upper side. It's not really a problem on the bottom side. You know, they never really, you know, they're able to make it, but it...
Well, they can see the hill and see the when you're coming down, going this way, you really can.
Yeah, it's a tough spot. And I was thinking about guardrails at two, and then Boomer and I were talking, and, then one night when I was out riding around, I said, you know, the worst part of that is if they bounce back in the road and they hit somebody head on, it's, I'd almost rather just, you know, because most people aren't really getting hurt. They're just going into the snow and, you know.
Guardrails that keep people from getting killed going down over a steep bank like that, not just to keep somebody from sliding off the road.
Yeah.
Because they have to put guardrails everywhere.
Yeah.
I think probably three or four of those smaller arrow signs and start back up by Bill's road and go down around. So that people can see that the two or three signs.
Hasn't been as many this year. No. There's been a couple.
It's the same most of the people driving through that.
Well, a lot of it is. You know,
no matter what
you
do.
You know, it's,
no matter what fly, you do, they can't stop it completely.
They just fly.
But at least you can make it more visible for
so
they know that they're...
Yeah, we'll do a little better job signing it. And then I'll talk to Biggie, and that's about all I got. Nothing else, too. There is one more thing. Rob Wadsworth had reached out to me back in November because he had... come up with some ideas on that in-person meeting we had at the rec area about the pavilion. But at the time, it seemed like every meeting we either had Bobby Fisher coming or somebody coming. So I told him, why don't we wait until a time when it slows down a little bit and then he can come in and talk to us and we don't have three other people, you know, because we had, you know, for a while it seemed like we had somebody here at every meeting, you know. And that way, you know, so at some point, I'll work with Kent, find out when we have kind of a light evening, and I'll reach out and see if he can come down. And I don't really know what he came up with, but he said, I have some ideas. So.
Well, he said he had connections with people who
do
steel buildings
and
all that.
Yeah, so we can at least listen to what he has to say. Because we asked him to do it, so we might as well have him back. So that's about it for me. Nothing. Big.
Good. Town hall and rec area requests.
There's a couple of things.
April 9th is the Wadsworth Company. Anybody okay with that?
Sure.
And Thursday evening's line dancing. I'll do that too.
Make a motion for them up there.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, that's just a blanket Thursday instead of. Just do it that way.
Yeah.
Just got a request on.
Yeah, they should look there this time. They said a bunch of people came over from Dover. I knew some of them.
Good.
Recognize some of them. Where's getting out?
That's good.
Yeah.
It's fun for them, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're doing.
We're going to start putting some stripper poles in there, too. See what that happens.
Town meeting preparations. Do we have anything to sign or look at? Or?
Preparation H?
No, we're pretty much. Just got it all together. Just next week, we got to. Next meeting, you guys need to approve that warning. And then we'll get it in.
Do we have it? We don't have it with us now, right? No.
Most of it is done. I think there's a. Maybe it was one print.
Oh, I asked him for that fire department stuff.
Now we can do it now, I guess.
Here's a, no, you can't do it now.
Oh, you can't?
No. It's a 40 to 30 days.
Ah, I see.
We don't have all the numbers in there. Yeah,
okay.
I asked him about the fire department thing. I'll rattle his cage again. He said he would email it to me, either to me or to you.
That's the last of the appropriations, I think.
Yeah, okay.
And then there's a... I don't know if you want to look that over for the annual report for the selectmen that goes into the town.
I did.
Anybody else want to look at it?
Sure, I'll take a look at it.
I got here early today to start to do some crap I knew was here. Vermont Ethics Municipal Code of Ethics. Did you get anything in the email from them on that? We have to appoint some ethics person in town.
Well, look at me, I'm not ethical. I've been
You got it?
Yeah, I was going to do some training and stuff today. I haven't got anything recently. So.
I got one a couple of weeks ago, I guess, at the email.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think I got one too, actually. Belly.
Another pain in the ass, really. Why don't you get a person for this?
I think
person
we're like
for
big
that.
City, but,
you've got a lot of training to do on it. It's a chair.
No, I don't have any training to do on
it. You have a lot of. You have to sit through it.
No, I don't. I don't have to do anything.
According to the legislature, you do. But I don't care. But I'm just saying. That's part of that statute.
Those rules ought to be for, like, towns that have, you know, 2,000 people and up or something. It's like, you know, you
can't find 60 them. People here, whatever.
Yeah, you can't find people to fill the normal position.
Yeah.
It's all the same. Well, that's Steve's post-grad stuff. This stock or die. That's what we need to do. Anything with that?
What is it?
You can't stock a new owner up in Lean Stocker Drive.
We should eliminate
that. No, they went to town hall on January 25th.
Well, what's her name? See this?
That's why I highlighted
it. I don't know why she never travels.
Who?
I said, don't let nature conservancy see his basis of hiking and biking trails.
Details.
I think we're going to end up in court with those idiots.
Yeah.
So anyway,
sorry,
the Lee and Stocker Drive, the Snow
Mountain West. That's Snow Mountain Farms West Homeowners Association. To have their annual meeting on the 25th at the town hall.
Everybody okay with
so
that?
So
I'm going to table this.
Mm-hmm. You did that. Town force stuff.
We don't want village senator designation. We went through that one time and rejected it. I don't know why. It was something that by being designated a village, you had to do something or couldn't do something or whatever. Equalization.
All right, okay. But I mean, it's zoned that way. But
yeah, it's zoned that way, but it's not officially designated by the state
okay.
a village center.
Yeah, okay. I know what you're saying. And I do remember something on that.
Yeah, it was quite a while ago, a number of years ago, they came through and we rejected it because it was something that we had to do or whatever.
So I went with that.
Shit about equalization study results.
Yeah. We dropped from 107 down to 92.
That's a good thing, right?
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not? Okay.
That means people are selling things for a lot more than what they were a couple of years ago.
Okay. That's still going on, huh?
Yeah.
I gotta fix it this year. Well, we got a shot at it. Get something done. At least the Libs don't have that freaking.
Then it's the last reading.
I'll make a motion to approve. Pretty easy.
You.
Second.
Second. Yeah.
Yeah, in other words, that means that at least the second. Home rate is going to go up 15%.
Yeah.
from whatever, whatever they designate, it's 15% higher than it would have been, depending on what they were going to set the rate at to begin with for 25.
They're discussing, they're going to discuss changing the education formula again.
That'll take years.
They've been talking.
The thing is so goddamn complicated. I mean,
I know that.
The original one.
And the government,
so complicated, the government, they don't even understand.
I mean, it's literally
They understand it when they signed it, when it was just a straight Act 60.
Rick Jones was telling me one time, he was in school board at Woodburn. He says, that freaking thing is like that thick.
Yeah.
And then they've since added.
Oh, yeah.
And all of the people that signed it didn't understand it.
No, they were told to sign it. Yeah, this is going to be great.
This is great. They did a study on it in the whole state, got the recommendations from that committee, and threw them out the window, all the recommendations of how they should do it.
Washington operates the same way. Those senators and representatives.
But what this does is, regardless of what the base rate was going to be for this coming year, it's going to be 15% higher than what it would have been if we had the same CLA law from last year.
Yeah, it's really difficult to understand. It really is. And then I've been looking at it, screwing around with years. So I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So move.
I'll second that
one. Tom Fuller said to me the day that he was down with me, we were looking at the paving project. He said, you know,